You're listening to This Boy Elroy, episode number 50.
Hey, I have Skype credit. I want to use it.
Okay. Guess what I'm doing right now. This is Adam from This Boy Elroy. I'm podcasting. I'm multitasking.
What? You're not Adam. You're Matt Blender.
Yeah, I know. I'm Matt Blender and I'm multitasking.
Oh. Very good. Now, what did you buy?
We're podcasting simultaneously.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See? And you're what are you doing?
I'm walking home with a bag of grocery bag of junk food.
Why are you eating junk food?
Let me paint a picture for you. I have a cell phone in my left hand, and in my right hand, I have my recorder and a bag of junk food, and I'm like...
Whoa. We're like double fisting the podcast here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so cool. So
I'm
when people
put you on speakerphone, hold on.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, okay. So when people listen to this and they listen to your podcast and listen to my podcast, it'll be like a simulcast.
Exactly.
That is so like public broadcasting station.
I know, right?
Could you translate everything we're saying into Spanish, and then you can post the Spanish one on your podcast?
Sí.
S-A-P.
I might edit out if it sounds shitty and it doesn't make any sense.
You just started sounding shitty because your speakerphone, I think, is crappy.
What are you talking about?
It sounds all tinny.
What?
It sounds all tinny. Go back to the regular phone. I don't like that.
Took you off speakerphone?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. All right. Enough of that.
Yeah, enough of that speakerphone. So what? All right. Now, did you see Spider-Man 3 yet?
No, I'm not good about movies, but I heard that it was bad.
Oh, my God. It was the worst thing ever. It was like two of the worst hours of my life, honestly. It was horrible.
Surely you've had moments in your life worse than seeing a bad movie.
Well, I don't know. Recently, this was pretty bad. It was... Oh, the acting was so bad and the writing was crap. I mean...
Lighting. Why, what are you complaining about the lighting for?
No, not the lighting. The writing.
I know. The lighting. You said lighting, right?
I said writing.
Oh, writing. I seriously have... hearing problems, and sometimes when I'm at work, people on the phone have to repeat themselves, and they must think I'm, like, mentally retarded or something.
Well, clearly you are. Yeah.
Clearly. Like the movie, right?
Yeah, oh, God, it sucked. It was so bad, because, you know, the second one was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And this one was just so... And you know what's funny? I was watching the movie, and I could tell... Uh-huh. I was watching the credits, and I remember the first two movies being very impressed with the opening credits and the way everything looked. And this time the opening credits were just kind of okay, and they were kind of crappy. And I remember thinking to myself, "This movie's gonna suck," just because the opening credits were bad. But yeah, and then I spoke to my friend Heather, or I emailed her, you know,
uh-huh.
And she works for Panavision.
What the hell is that?
They're the company. You always see them at the end of the movies. You know, it says like at the end of the credits, it says Panavision, blah blah blah. They,
Dolby?
What?
Like Dolby?
Yeah, exactly, with all that Dolby crap. So she works with, like, basically they lease out all the cameras, all the movie cameras and all the cranes and all the shit to the studios. The studios don't own that stuff. So she actually was on the set of Spider-Man, and she said it was, like, the worst set ever. It was, like, chaotic.
Really?
And she says the reason why it probably cost so much money is because... the food that they had like filet mignon and Alaskan king crab for everybody. And she said that's probably why the movie cost so much money. So
that's what I would like about being movie stars. What do they call it? Like the craft services.
Craft service. That's what she called it. She called it the craft services table.
I'm so Hollywood.
The craft services. What the fuck does that mean?
I know, right?
It sound, you know, every time I hear that, I think of, like, I seriously think of Martha Stewart and just, like, crafting and scrapbooking and all that crap.
I love Martha Stewart.
I do, too. She's fantastic. Who else could make a baseball bat out of a charred toothpick? You know?
Charred toothpick.
You're on Skype.
Yeah.
You're home. I'll call you on Skype now.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
Mate.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. Is your father dear? Is your coal miner? The distinguishable land? You know how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
Hello?
Hey, oh my god, my video's on.
Oh my god, you're naked. not really.
Not really. I'm wearing my headset. Yeah, so that movie sucked because they gave... Now, if they gave everybody in the audience a filet mignon and some Alaskan king crab, then I think I would have liked the movie much better.
What does king crab taste like?
I don't know. I don't know how it's different from regular crab.
King crab. Like, does it come with
king
a crown?
King crab. It probably does. So what do you think about the queen and this whole state visit?
What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about King Crab. And so then I was like, okay, what about the Queen Elizabeth coming? Yeah, you haven't seen it in the news? She's like been all over the fucking news.
Wasn't she in Virginia or something?
She was in Vagina while looking at Jamestown.
Why?
Because it's the 400th anniversary of Jamestown.
What's Jamestown?
The first permanent English settlement in the United States. Why don't you know these things?
Whatever. I just need a little jogger of my memory.
I'll give you a jogger.
Ooh. Is it the one where I'm thinking I thought Roanoke was the first settlement.
That's like the lost colony of Roanoke.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to that
first
one. Every time I hear that, it makes me think of lesbians. I don't know why. Every time I hear Roanoke, it sounds like a lesbian bar.
It sounds like a lesbian campsite.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we're going down to Roanoke this weekend, whatever.
For the Michigan Women's Festival.
There's a gay campsite here, outside of Dallas.
Mystical, magical Texas.
Is that what it's... That's not what it's called.
No, that's how I feel about mystery to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have this sick fascination with Texas for some reason.
Probably. I like to think that full of hot cowboys. Hot gay cowboys.
There are some hot cowboys here. There are. There are some.
You can wrangle me anytime.
Wrangle you. I'll wear a cowboy hat in San Francisco. I'll bring a little bit of Texas with me.
Let's talk about San Francisco.
Because you and I are going to be there in... Now, I saw on your Twitter... What is it, a month and 14 days we're going to be there?
I have a little counter on my Google homepage.
You're so excited.
Well, yeah. I mean, I never travel ever.
Yeah, that's right. I know. So now, what are the sites that you want to see in San Francisco?
Probably, you know...
Besides Folsom Street.
No.
And the Radical Fairy Garden.
You know, like Mulberry Lane or...
Mulberry Lane?
Or Barbary Lane.
Barbary Lane. So you want to go to Russian Hill?
Yeah, 28 Barbary Lane.
You want to go smoke some J with Mrs. Madrigal and Mother Mucka?
Hell yeah.
Mother Mucka.
I don't know that much about the city. I just don't hang out.
It's like a city with no limits. That's what I think of it as.
Really?
I feel like you could do anything there and nobody would care. You could probably walk down the street and, you know, paint the Sistine Chapel on your flab and nobody would care.
My flab is probably the size of the Sistine Chapel.
Well, why don't you paint it on there now and then you could lose all that weight and it'll be like a shrinky dink. And the colors will be so brilliant when you get thin and everyone will be like, oh my god, that's so beautiful. How did you make such a beautiful Sistine Chapel?
Science,
it works, bitches.
So where are you staying?
I am staying with Calvin.
Oh, that's right.
Of the Hello Waffles.
I'm hoping to have him.
Wait, I'm sorry, you got Skypey. What now?
I'm hoping to have him on my podcast soon.
Good. Mm. I can't wait for you to see their apartment. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I still need to get a hotel room.
You can always crash on someone's couch, I'm sure.
Gross. I don't want to do that. I don't know where their couches have been.
Where their couches have been? Couches don't go anywhere. Yeah, whatever. Calvin and his partner. Well, I think his partner has this more than Calvin does. They collect 8mm porn.
Really?
Yeah. So last time I was there for Pride, in the living room, they put up this bed sheet because they have an old projector and everything. And we were all standing there drinking, watching old 8mm porn from the days of yore. From the days of gay yore.
That sounds filthy.
It was fun. It was on the Pink Saturday party, which is on Castro Street. So,
what is that?
You'll see. It's a big old party the day before Pride on Castro Street. And there's just people drinking and sucking tits. And, you know, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are there.
They were in Chicago a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do? Like, did they perform?
I have no idea what they were doing, but I was stumbling drunk through Boys Town, and I happened upon them, and I was like, are you Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? And he was like, why? They were like, why, yes, we are.
They're so nice. They're so friendly.
God, when that get up, they better be, or else they get arrested.
What?
Looks scary.
I love the way they look. I wish there was a chapter here in Dallas. I would totally do that shit.
You could be a founding member.
I could be what do you call them? I don't know what you call them. I could be a pioneer.
Like a mother. I think it's like all nun terms, like.
Yeah, sister, and then it's like cunnilingus or something, whatever.
I think you're an ugly drag queen, though.
No, they're not really drag queens, though, because have you noticed all the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have beards?
Yes.
So they're not... Yeah, they're not really drag queens. They've transcended gender, really. To be quite
okay,
honest.
Calvin.
No, I mean, some of what he says I have to agree with.
That's a Calvin thing to say.
I can't even speak with as much... I can't even speak with as much... verbiage as he does.
Oh. Fair enough.
I cannot do it. I mean, and my vocabulary is full of, you know, what do you call them? 50 cent words or something?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Something like that.
So I canceled cable, Matt.
That is bullshit. I do not know why you did that.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So excited.
Are you turning all hippie on me now?
No, I'm not going to become one of those suspicious people that doesn't own a television. But
I'm like, I don't want NPR.
No, I don't. NPR is so boring. So boring. What are you doing? That. What is it? Is that like a plastic bag rustling in the background or something?
I'm eating dark chocolate M&Ms.
Why does it sound like you're in like a shower?
I don't know.
Is someone pissing on you while you eat M&Ms or something?
No. You have me confused with a different podcaster.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So, I got rid of cable.
So, why?
Because it sucks. Because it sucks.
Why?
Because the reception's crappy, and I only watch about 4 shows. And...
like what?
All right, so I watch... I watch Planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
The Tudors, and Arrested Development.
Who's the Tudors? What's that?
It's on Showtime. It's about Henry VIII and, you know...
Oh my God, you're such a nerd. People.
I know, isn't it? But it's really good, though. It's with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, and there's a lot of like, just violent sex.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, kind of like... I mean, there's a lot of scenes where it's just like a hate fuck, you know?
Yeah, ooh. Sounds right up my alley.
Hate fucks are hot. Don't you think they're hot?
Probably. I can't say that I've experienced more like shame.
Well,
I'm more experienced with like shame fucks.
Really? I don't know what that's about, but I don't know if I've ever done a hate fuck, but I mean, the idea of a hate fuck sounds hot.
Really?
Don't you think? I mean,
I don't know. Like, if I know someone that's at and I get to know them and they have a stank personality, it turns me off. So if I don't like someone, it doesn't matter how good looking they are. I just don't like them anymore. I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Yeah. Who are you typing to?
I'm not typing.
Oh.
I'm eating candy.
Are you eating the keyboard? You're eating a candy keyboard?
No, but that sounds delicious.
A candy keyboard.
I thought you watched Dexter, too, on cable.
Yeah, but that's over. Well, it's not over, but, well, the thing is you can download anything now.
That's what I was just going to say. Have you heard of this Juice thing?
No, but, I mean, torrents. I use torrents, you know?
Yeah, I use torrents, too, but everything is HD, and my computer is such a piece of shit that I can't handle most.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Like, I tried to watch Dexter episodes, and they were all HD, and I could not... There was this really annoying delay, mm-hmm. and I just didn't feel like dealing with it anymore.
That's such a good show.
It is.
It always gave me this heightened sense of awareness of my mortality, and just, like, my body.
Sounds kind of hot.
I know. Actually, I was I was always kind of a little bit turned on after that show.
It's kind of hot in a creepy kind of way.
It is kind of hot, because he's, I mean, you mean the character, or the actor, or the character?
There is something about it, that character, Dexter, that is so gay to me.
Oh, I know. There is something that's gay. His kind of, like, autistic approach to things, his attention...
Yeah, like his sense of alienation.
Yeah, yes, his outsiderness.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's very gay about it, and just how he just pays... such close attention to detail.
Right.
That's that's a very queer thing.
Yeah, like, I love how he's a paint splatter expert.
I think that's brilliant.
I know, right?
And how he uses the yarn to, like...
Chart
the blood splatter. I thought that was so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a good show. The Sopranos is good again, finally.
Really? I have not seen that show, really.
Really?
I never got around to it.
It's so funny. This last episode, I was laughing, like, at a lot of the lines because they were just so things that my family would say.
Because you're Italian, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was this one part where, you know, Tony's giving Christopher Moltisanti, he's giving him, like, a hard time for going to, or, like, needing... to have to go to AA and having, like, being an alcoholic, and he's just like, you know, I get down too, but it's life, and I just deal with it. It's totally something my parents would say.
Aww.
Just deal with it.
Okay. I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
Oh. So, did you usher tonight?
No, that's tomorrow night.
Oh, what's tomorrow night? Now, I don't understand. Are you ushering The Color Purple and Wicked, or did you see The Color Purple?
Yeah. I work for a company that... It's a company that owns three of the three main theaters downtown consolidated into one company. So I work for that company as an usher at all three theaters.
Okay.
So technically I could be ushering three different shows in a week depending on what I sign up for.
Okay.
But tomorrow I'm ushering this show called Camelot.
Oh yeah, that's an old one.
Yeah, it is the worst show I have ever ushered.
What? I like it. I like Camelot.
Oh, I hate it. It's terrible.
In Camelot.
Ugh, I hate it.
Allah was made a thousand moons ago here. July and August shall not be too hot.
It's so annoying. Like, you know who the lead, who King Arthur is?
Who?
Michael York.
Oh, Michael York. I had the biggest crush on him.
Ew.
When I was a kid. I know, isn't that gross?
What was he in when you were a kid?
Well, here's the thing. This is funny, okay? When I was an adolescent, I used to scan the TV guide for late night movies that had...
I did that too.
That had, like, anything that said nudity or brief nudity. And, like, you'd be like, you know, and I'd scan the TV guide and I'd be like, oh, I have to stay up late and watch this. And, you know, I would stay up late just to, like, I would wait for the nudity, you know?
Yeah.
And hope that it was a man's ass or something, you know?
Yeah, right. I totally did that too.
And there was this one movie, I couldn't remember what it was, but it used to come on a lot and it was one of my favorites because it actually showed, like, you could actually see some of the guy's pubic hair. And I thought, I was like, oh my God, that got me, like, so hot, you know?
What movie was this?
I don't remember. It was totally... No, this wasn't with Michael York. It was totally bizarre. Anyway, it was because of this fetish, I guess you could call it, that I had. I found out about Logan's Run.
Oh.
Which is, like... Yeah, he's in Logan's Run. He's Logan. What the fuck is that? Your dildo?
Yeah, it has a ringtone.
So, you know, Logan's Run has some... I think it had, like, brief nudity or something like that. And that's the whole reason why I first saw Logan's Run. But then it became one of my favorite science fiction movies ever, so...
Really? That's cool.
So, yeah, and I'm getting to the Michael... I thought he was kind of hot in that movie. Which is bizarre, because he's totally, like, not my type.
Yeah, too bad he sucks in this play, too. He cannot sing for shit. He talks through every single one of the songs.
But is he selling it?
God damn it.
Who is that?
It's my lesbian godmother.
Tell your lesbian godmother you're talking to your...
I'm talking about imaginary friends on the internet.
Your imaginary internet friends. So, did you have a late night nudity from film?
Yeah, since I'm from Michigan, we had the CBC.
Oh.
So I saw a lot of, like, French movies with nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were the best ones because we didn't have, like, movie channels. So the CBC was my... Isn't it funny the extent we would go to as, like, preteens?
Yes.
How, like, hormones would make us do the most retarded shit.
I know, stealing porn,
mm-hmm.
ordering undergear and international mail catalogs under fake names and having them sent to your house.
I was never that bold. I did kind of get off on, like, the Sears underwear catalog, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, the Sears catalog was a size phone book, and they had, like, 20 pages for men's underwear.
I remember the Sears catalog, but we never got that in my house. My friend's house has always had it in there, because they ordered, like, all their Christmas shopping they used to do through the Sears catalog.
Right.
But, yeah, that's funny. I didn't know they had that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just, like, pictures of the crotch or something, or?
It was just, like, dudes in their underwear.
Huh, dude.
Yeah. Don't ask me how that word made it into my vernacular.
Yeah, I had undergear and international mail sent to the house.
What is undergear?
You don't know what undergear is? You know what International Mail is, right?
Who doesn't?
Okay, well, undergear was... It's part of International Mail. I don't know if they have this catalog anymore, but it was completely just underwear. The whole thing was just underwear. And a lot of it was the same stuff that was in the International Mail catalog, but...
Was it like chainmail underwear and stuff?
I don't know. Well, yeah, probably some of it was probably like, you know...
International Mail had the weirdest clothes.
They still do. It's like...
Who wears this shit?
The Count Dracula opera cape, you know, like, with a boa or something. It was so bizarre.
I do wear a cape when I'm ushering sometimes, because you can, if you're an usher, you can borrow these, like, black cape things if it's cold. I'm not kidding.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
You do not wear a cape.
Yeah, I'll have a friend take a picture of me in it sometime.
I'd be so tempted to put that flashlight under my chin, like, in the middle of the show, and just, like, lift my left arm with the cape in it and just, like, freak somebody out and be like...
Exactly.
You know, like, I'd be so tempted to do that.
Exactly.
One time, you know, I stole porn magazines from the mall.
Oh, my God, that's bad.
I wrote, like, a whole blog post about that, and I could swear I spoke about this on a podcast before.
I didn't hear about this.
Okay, do you want me to tell you then?
Yeah.
All right. So, I had a whole system for stealing porn.
Oh, my God. That is bad.
I had a whole system. So, you know, my mom and I, she would take me out shopping to go for clothes shopping at the mall, right? I was at that age where I was just like, okay, Mom, can I, like, walk around the mall by myself, you know, while you go do your thing? And this was before cell phones, so, like, human beings, we said, I'll meet you here at this time, okay? I went off and did my thing. Basically, what I did is I had it so that basically my mom would buy me something at a store, and I would get, like, a big shopping bag, like, one of the bigger shopping bags, and I would have my item in there. I would go to the bookstore. It was the Scribner's in Scottsdale Fashion Square, which isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sit in front of the magazines, and I would just, like, pick up Cigar Aficionado. And it's so funny that it's Cigar Aficionado because of, like, you know, the connotation of that.
Right.
And I don't know if a Cigar Aficionado magazine is really big compared to other magazines.
Uh-huh.
So what I would do is I would pretend like I was reading the Cigar Aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it down, but I would put it down so that, like, the Men magazine, you know, the Men magazine porno.
No, I've never heard of that one.
Oh, it's been around for, like, whatever, a long time. And I would put it so that the Cigar Aficionado would cover the Men magazine. Okay. Because, yeah, you know, people sometimes they're reading a magazine at the newsstand and they put it down and they don't put it down in the right place, right? Doesn't look right. Awkward, anything. Then I would, like, go and look at something else, like Auto Trader or whatever. Then I would come back and, like, pretend like I was revisiting the Cigar Aficionado magazine, mm-hmm, pick it up with the porn inside, sit down on a bench, and let the porno slip into my shopping bag.
You are bad.
Okay? Then I would, like, put that down, and then I would walk out the store.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. And I swear to God, every time, like, my heart was racing, you know?
Oh, I believe it.
I was so excited that I got a porn.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to be able to go home and look at naked men and jack off all night. You know, there was that excitement. B, there was, like, I was going to get caught. So.
How old were you?
I was probably, like, 13 or something when I was doing this.
And when did you realize that you were gay?
Oh, around that time.
Really? I thought that was until you were, like, 18.
No, I didn't come out. Like, I mean, I knew I was gay at that time, but...
Okay.
I didn't come out until that. But, but then, like, the whole car ride home, mm-hmm, I was so nervous that, you know, my mom was going to pick up my bag or something and find the porn or whatever.
That was bad.
And then there was the whole saga of, you know, disposing of it.
Why would you dispose it?
Because I was afraid someone would find it, and I had all this shame for having it.
Yeah, I stole, too, and I would just hide it really well.
Uh-huh.
because I didn't know when the next time I would get another one was, so I would kind of had a little stash.
That is so, well, I got really tired of it, you know, after a while.
I did too, but I kept it anyways.
You're like, you see all the guys, and you're like, yeah, okay, his looks like that, whatever, and then you read all the stories, and...
They can become, like, old friends, though.
Old friends? I don't have sex with old friends.
Ugh, I don't have sex with any of my friends. Yuck.
Yeah, so I stole porn. Oh, and I did this really stupid thing. When I started downloading pictures from the internet, I used to print them out with a color printer. And I had, like, a stack of printed out porno pictures on computer paper. Do you remember, though? Do you remember? I don't know if you did this in the early... Because, I mean, well, you're not that much younger than I am. But did you ever download porn on the internet and it used to... Like, the images used to come in line by line?
Yes.
And
yes.
You were... It was so exciting because, like, each little piece of the picture was coming in very slowly. And you're like, yeah, this guy's going to be really hot. He's going to be really hot. And then sometimes it turned out not to be hot, or, you know, it got down to his dick, and you were like, ew, that looks like a fungus or whatever, you know? So.
Funny. That's like, that's kind of like how I used to watch a lot of scrambled porn. And, like, for a second, the image would clear for a split second, and it was like heaven, and then for the next 2 minutes, it was all fuzzy again.
Heaven. It's like, are you talking like Playboy Channel?
It was the Spice Channel.
Spice.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking. See, because I know. Wait, Spice used to come in more clearly every now and then, more so than the Playboy Channel did.
We didn't have the Playboy Channel in Michigan.
Oh, okay. You're all hardcore in Michigan.
It wasn't even hardcore.
Well, I remember, like when we first moved to Arizona, American Express, because that was a company my dad was working for, when they were paying for the townhouse we were living in when we first moved there. Yeah, they paid for everything. And the cable in, like, upstairs or something, for some reason, the bedrooms, they had the Playboy Channel.
Weird.
I guess American Express was paying for it. And, I remember I turned it on one time, and it was the most boring thing ever. All it was just like, it was like a topless woman with a guy, but he was in his underwear the whole time, and he wasn't even getting hard, and they were just frottaging.
That would still get me off, though.
Oh, I was so disappointed. disappointed. That's why I was forced to look at the TV guide for brief nudity and nudity movies.
But,
that's so funny that you did that too. Isn't that funny? I love how we all do the same thing, pretty much.
So I haven't heard from you in forever.
I know, I've been kind of incommunicado.
Should I be taking this personally or what?
No, you shouldn't, because I haven't spoken to a lot of people in forever.
Okay, I guess I'll let this slide this one time.
No, but honestly, I haven't had anything really interesting to tell anybody. And if I did, you're the first person that I would call.
Oh, how sweet.
Honestly.
I forgive you now.
No, congratulations. Oh, I don't know if you told everybody about that. Never mind.
Yeah, I was fretting about that on my own podcast a second ago.
Oh, really? About what? About your gift?
Wait, what? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the marathon.
Oh, yeah, well, what's going on with that? I saw a Twitter where it's like...
I don't know.
You're stressing about it, so you're binging or something? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, I want to do it, and if I end up doing it, I'm going to, like, always be really physically active, and I'm going to be losing a lot of weight, and I'll be working really hard at it. So I'm freaking out, so I'm, like, eating a lot of junk food.
I don't understand your logic.
I do not understand my own logic either. And
I don't understand. So you're freaking out because there's going to be all these great benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like some kind of self-fulfilling doomsday prophecy that you have going on where...
Totally.
You want it to... Like, you kind of want it to fail or something?
I don't think I want it to fail. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll be able to do it or not. So if I do it, I might as well, like, pack it in.
What do you mean, pack it in? Like, pack in the M&Ms?
Yeah.
For the long haul? Grow a hump and put M&Ms in them?
Yeah, right now I'm eating ice cream.
Wait, you just had a bag of M&Ms and now you're eating ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
How can you do that? Like, the sugar... Like, I can't even finish a can of Coke.
I'm sure I'll be regretting this later, but, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, Matt Blender, when you're in my presence in San Francisco, it'll be egg whites and bottled water for you.
Yeah, let's talk about you for a second.
Yeah?
What's with this weird picture of you with the 18-inch biceps? With your weird Photoshop picture.
It's not Photoshopped.
You are lying. I do not believe
it's not,
for a second.
It's not Photoshopped. I will show you in San Francisco. I will flex my arms for you in San Francisco.
Show me on your video camera.
All right, I'll show you right now. I'll show you right now on my video camera.
Okay.
Let me get it fired up here.
Okay.
Okay, can you see me?
Wait, hold on.
I need more light in here, maybe. Because
yeah,
otherwise you're going to, like... You're not going to believe me. You're going to be like, oh, it's a camera trick. You went to the set of Spider-Man and you learned all these crazy tricks. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
See?
Gross. Oh, my God. What did you do?
What did I do?
Ew. It looks like you have, like, hams packed in your
I have hams?
Like, you have hams sewed up into your underneath your skin.
Hams.
What
See?
Is that about? When did this happen?
I don't know. I mean, I've worked out for a while, you know, like a couple years now.
But still, I did not realize you were like Mr. Bulk.
Mr. Bulk.
This is another thing. It's like I need to do this marathon because there's just been this disturbing trend with everybody, all the podcasters lately, where, like, I'll see a podcaster, and then 2 months later, they go through this, like, radical physical change. Like, I see Wanda, and then 5 months later, she's, like, 40 pounds lighter, and she's, mm-hmm. like, skinny as hell. And now Adam's all bursting at the seams and shit, you know? It's like, what the fuck?
We're trying to motivate you for the marathon.
Yeah, because it's all about me.
It's all about you, Matt. That's why. That's why we're doing
it. The information meeting is on Thursday.
Yes. It's all about Matt.
Yeah. So let's talk about me for a second.
Let's. I thought you were asking me about my body, though.
Okay. I want to do weightlifting, too.
Okay.
After I've trained for the marathon, which is probably not going to be for another 8 months.
Wait, isn't the marathon in 8 months?
Yeah.
Don't you need to start training now?
Yeah, well, that's starting up right now.
So, shouldn't you be out running and not eating ice cream?
Probably.
Or maybe you should go running after you've eaten the ice cream.
Yeah, and then puke everywhere.
Then it won't get digested and you'll be skinny.
Maybe you can just scarf and barf.
You could do that.
How it works, if I end up doing this, I would train with AIDS Chicago.
Uh-huh.
How it works is that it's like registration is closed for the Chicago Marathon, but AIDS Chicago bought spots for the marathon, and uh-huh. if you train with them, they give you one of their spots that they bought.
So now, do they have like all levels and stuff?
Yeah, like they have different
pacing groups. Is that what they
yes.
call them?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, in order to run, you have to raise $1,400 for the organization.
One person?
Yeah.
Well, you could do that with your podcast. I'm sure you could do that.
Right. I think it's doable. But the thing is, if you don't raise that $1,400, before you start training, they charge that $1,400 to your credit card, and whatever you don't raise, they just charge to your credit card.
I don't understand. How much does it cost to just register for the marathon yourself?
I have no idea.
That's a little, like, I mean, it's a kind of forced giving kind of thing, you know?
Probably. Well, that's, I mean,
it's kind of like, oh, it's for a good cause, but only if you give us $1,400.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, it doesn't seem in the spirit of giving.
I don't know. You know? I think it's good for a good cause, but the thing is.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah, okay.
What, you don't agree with it?
Oh, I it's not that I don't agree with it. It just doesn't sit well with me.
How so?
Well, I don't know. Like, if someone wants to run the marathon with the AIDS group, you shouldn't be forced to give $1,400 or something, you know? No. They should take whatever you can get, you know?
It seems like this thing is a big, one of their biggest, like, money-making things to raise money for the organization.
Yeah, well, all right. So, are you going to do it?
Well, I don't have a credit card right now. I have a new one, and I don't even know if they'll give me one with my credit, but if I do get a credit card, it's not going to be for another 2 weeks.
You can't use it to buy ice cream and M&Ms.
Well, I'm not going to.
Because that would just be too ironic.
Yeah, right?
I got a credit card so I could run the marathon, but I just wound up buying ice cream and M&Ms with it.
And pizza.
And pizza.
But, like, they're having an information meeting on Thursday.
Right.
That I'm going to, and I...
Is there running involved at this meeting?
Mm-hmm. This information. And I'm going to do, like, the time trial thing and see how well I do.
Right.
And I'm gonna, those two things are going to factor, be the factors. I used to run, too, you know?
I know, you mentioned that, and I say, this is my motivation to you. If you run the marathon, I'm going to be in Chicago waiting for you at the finish line.
No.
Because I think that that's... I think you should do it, and I want you to do it, so I'm serious. Like, I will be there holding a sign that says, go Matt, and I will buy you a bowl of ice cream with M&Ms after the marathon.
I would puke it at gross.
That's fine. You can puke it, whatever. But at least then, I mean, you can say you've run a marathon.
Exactly. I mean, I want to do it, but I just don't know if I can do it. I'm all stressed out.
You can do it. You have to do it.
What? Okay. We'll see.
Okay. I can give you dieting tips.
Yeah. I want to know how to, like... I want to be, like, one of those people that drinks protein shakes.
That's what I do at work.
Stuff. Yeah, I know.
I know. I, like... Milk. I drink my muscle milk at night, and I have my protein shakes at work. I eat beef jerky. I know. It's great. It's been great. I feel great. I have so much energy, and it's really nice.
You can't believe how huge your arms are.
They're massive. I know.
Why? Why did you do that?
It's totally, like, it's just working out. And I like it. I like having big arms. It's nice. It's hot.
If you say so.
They're not for you.
True. Oh, I'm just saying.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So, what else is going on?
Not my. I told you that Spider-Man sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst movie ever.
Is that the big news in your life?
That's the extent of the news in my life, that Spider-Man sucked. I can't think of anything else.
My friend saw it, and he said that it sucked too.
It was so bad, I couldn't believe it. I'm getting rid of cable, which was good.
Mm-hmm. Hippie, and keep going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a hippie. And I don't know. I don't really have anything else to talk about. I thought you'd have something interesting to talk about, but apparently you've hit a wall in podcasting, too.
I know. It's just like I've been doing it so long, I don't know if there's anything left to say.
I know. You've run out of your stories. I mean...
I just keep talking anyways.
I think I must have told that porn shoplifting story 4 or 5 times now.
I've never heard that story before, though, so it's new to me.
Well, I think maybe I'm just confusing it with the time that I wrote about it on my blog. But you don't reblog, so... Yeah, exactly, on that one.
I did not read that shit.
I know.
Who's coming to San Francisco? Anybody I know?
Well, did you get the Evite to Dan's party that he's having?
I don't even know who the fuck Dan is. Are you kidding me?
Well, I have to add you to the Evite.
Am I going to be a party crasher?
No, you're not, because you're going to be with me and Calvin. You'll be our guest. You can be our slave.
Yeah, right. Can I we put no you, one slave.
Can we put you, like, in that GIMP outfit from Pulp Fiction?
Gross.
Why not?
I don't know.
You kind of like
really
that.
Excited to... Really? Are you into leather?
I do like leather, actually. Like, a leather harness is nice.
You should come visit Chicago for IML.
IML. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of guys that they compete in that, and they're from Dallas.
I believe it. And it's like in Dallas, what else do you do but do weird leather shit?
They have this weird thing called the, what's it called? It's called the United Court of the Lone Star Empire.
What?
It's this weird, it's for a good cause. It's for AIDS charities and stuff. But basically it's just like this leather and drag kind of society for creative anachronism weirdo shit.
Oh god, I hate those.
Yeah,
people.
It's really strange. It's really, they're not obnoxious. They're a little bit strange.
And obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, we're all weird and unique.
We're all weird and unique.
Yeah, like look at us, we're unique.
Okay, so this is who's coming. Dan will be there, of course.
Uh-huh. Who's Dan?
Dan is of dannation.org.
Is he a blogger?
Yeah, he's a blogger and a podcaster. He does you know how Jimmy does Real Men Wear Pink?
Yes.
Right. Well, Jimmy does a show with Dan also.
Okay.
So, all right. So they have a he's going to be hosting it. He's great. He's like the cruise director. He's so much fun. I really like him a lot. Queer Tardo, I don't know who this is.
What?
I don't know. It's some blogger or something. Kelly Stern. Like, Kelly Stern. That? Kelly Stern has a blog. He has a very popular blog. Called,
he also
Ramsey.
Has a girl's name. I like how I'm making fun of all these people. I'm probably going to be.
I know. See this? You're gonna be meeting all these people, and look at you. You're already making friends. Go into the corner and eat your M&Ms.
I'll probably be doing that anyways.
No, you won't. You're going to be having fun, goddammit.
I don't know any of these people.
You're
going to
be drinking Dasani and eating egg whites and being thin and beautiful.
Okay, keep going.
All right. Life's colorful brush strokes. I cannot say that word. Brush strokes.
Uh-huh.
Life's colorful brush strokes. Okay. Danny Mariano. I don't know who that is. Memoirs of a Gay Chia, who's Calvin's partner, boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Castro Confidential, I don't know who that is. Sorted Lies is another blogger. Atari Age is another blogger. Who Threw That Ham at Me is Kel. He will be there also. Large Tony is going to be there. Who's this? Apparently he's like this person with a ginormous schlong.
Okay, something to look forward to.
Exactly, right. I will be there with Brad. Big Red Dave. Jimmy will be there.
Wait. Is Jimmy from Real Men Wear Pink?
Yeah, Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
2.0.
Yeah, 3.0?
2.0.
Oh, I thought you said 3.0.
No.
Philip Huff. I don't know who all these other people are. Jeff's and Brett Cajun.
Oh, yay.
Are you excited for that?
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, yeah. Brett Cajun will be there, and he'll probably be doing some jiggy dances. And showing off his penis like he normally does.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I'm excited to meet you and Calvin.
I know. We're the best ones.
That's going to be the
just
highlight. Yeah, you, for sure.
And Chad Fox, of course, will be there.
Oh, I'm sure he's great, too.
He's awesome. He's fantastic. Apparently, Janis Joplin took a shit in his toilet.
No way.
Yeah, like his apartment is supposed to be really famous. I don't know.
I don't know.
He could also be a compulsive liar. I have no idea.
C- Could be possible.
Could be possible. Could be.
Could be. Ugh, lactose. Ugh.
Lactose? This is, are you getting, like, colic and shit now?
I'm getting, like, distended belly or something. I don't know.
Oh, God. I used to remember those days when I would gorge myself late at night.
Oh, right. Those unenlightened days before you...
Before I became... health nut.
Not for you, mister.
I'll show you a nut.
I'll show you two.
Two nuts. So, anything else to say to the listeners?
Check out my podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I loved how on your most previous podcast, Archer's like oohing and aahing how famous you are. It was so funny. I was like, oh, Archer, you just made his day. You have no idea.
I don't know how this myth keeps perpetuating
itself. It's not a myth. I love how modest you are, too. It's so fake.
If you could see my numbers, you would know.
Whatever. Give me a break. Your numbers are probably ginormous.
They're shockingly small.
They're not shockingly small.
Mm-hmm.
They are not. I'm sure they're huge. You love it. You love being called internet famous.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean it's true.
You're like a pig in shit when people say that.
Like a pig in M&M's.
A pig in M&M's. What if we filled a bathtub of M&M's and you could just sit in it, and that's where, like, you could hold court?
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine the places M&M's would be showing up, like, days later.
I was reading this blog called Sticky Crows. Did you ever read that?
I don't read blogs.
Okay, anyway. This guy, writing this blog entry, and, his partner was taking a shower, and a quarter dropped on the shower floor, and he goes, "Hey, stop throwing quarters at me!" And he was like, "I'm not throwing quarters at you. What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Oh, it must have fallen out of my ass."
Oh my God!
Apparently, he fell asleep on the couch the night before, and all the change in his pocket like fell out of his, and he like got a quarter stuck up in his ass, and it only just came out the next morning.
Gross. I know this lesbian.
What?
I know this lesbian who her girlfriend cheated on her with a guy. And you know how she found out?
How?
She was messing around with her girlfriend and she found the condom inside her vagina.
Get out. That's a lie.
No, it's true. It's true.
Prove it.
Okay.
Show me the condom on video now.
I'm serious. He was like screwing her girlfriend and lost the condom.
That's so funny. What if she was like screwing her girlfriend and she's like fingering her and there's like all this cum on her finger?
Ew.
And she was like, "Oh my God, what have you been doing?"
That is just gross. Vaginas are just such
a void.
Yeah, it's like
a deep void.
If I had a vagina, I would keep my keys in it.
You would keep your keys?
Mm-hmm.
I'd put my iPod in there. Be out of the way.
Maybe my work badge.
I'd put my iPod up there. That'd be nice.
You're so misogynistic.
I know. It's amusing.
I'm endearing myself to your
life. I don't have disdain for the female anatomy. It's just... I just don't understand it.
I do. I think I know a lot about the vagina.
Oh, well, I think I know more about it than you do.
I have four sisters.
Yeah, well, I've had sex with a vagina.
Big deal. I've like, seen vaginas.
How does seeing a vagina trump poking a vagina? I don't even understand that.
I could envision poking a vagina with you know...
With
whatever.
What?
Have you hung out with a group of sisters? It's like vagina talk 24/7.
Like, that's why you're gay. You didn't have a positive masculine role model in your life.
Seriously.
That's your problem.
No,
right
it's
there.
Because my older brother died in the womb or something.
Oh.
Remember that? Like, there's the scientific finding that, like...
Wait, are you serious? You had an older brother that died in the womb?
Yeah, my mom miscarried, and it was a boy. So there's this scientific theory that, like, finding that the more older brothers you have, the more likely you are to be gay because, like, something about
Right, something. Right, right. I heard about that. But here's my thing. The first two boys in my family were gay.
Well, clearly someone put, like, a Sicilian gypsy put a curse on your family, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
A through the ages.
No, I think it's better this way because now my parents don't have a lot of grandchildren that they have to buy shit for.
Really?
You know?
My grandma has like 27 grandkids.
See, now that's a burden.
Right.
That's a tremendous burden, honestly.
Is that a burden?
I think it would be.
Well, some of my cousins are burdens, but not all. Just kidding. Yeah.